A British rocker lands in L.A. When he discovers there are no pubs, he decides to open one himself. It was 40 years ago when bassist Kim Gardner opened the Cat and Fiddle with his then very pregnant wife, Paula. It became an institution, serving fish and chips, bangers and mash, and lots of pints. Kim passed away in 2001, but Paula and their daughter, Ashley, keep his legacy alive in the restaurant's newest location on Highland and Melrose. The Cat and Fiddle is the subject of this week's In the Weeds.
Hi, this is Paula Gardner, and my family owns the Cat and Fiddle that was initiated by my husband, Kim Gardner, 40 years ago. In 1982, I was pregnant with my daughters, twins, Ashley and Camille, and my husband was not on the road at the time. So I had friends from Ibiza and from Paris who had a lovely little cafe in Laurel Canyon called the Pasta Cafe. And they made their own pasta, and it was really, really a lot of fun. But they felt that they needed to move back to Europe, and they asked my husband and I, well, do you know anybody that would like to buy our beer and wine license and the lease? I thought to myself, no. But my husband didn't feel the same way. He said, sure, we'll buy it. And I thought, oh my goodness, what is he talking about? We ended up getting partners with Cassie Yates and her husband, Steve. And Steve was a bass player, Steve Humphreys. And Cassie was a renowned actress at the time. And the rest is history. People came to the Cat and Fiddle to have a pint in Laurel Canyon and a nice little meal. And on the menu, I think we had a salad, we had a plowman's lunch, we had bangers and mash, and we had, of course, fish and chips, sausage rolls, sherry trifle. It was very small, the menu. Thank goodness, because I had to cook one day. I was very flustered about the whole thing. But anyway, not only did they want to stop and have a good meal and a pint or a Coke or whatever, but they came to see my husband and they came to see Cassie, you know, whenever she was there, when she wasn't working. My husband was very well known in the British rock circuit. He grew up with Ronnie Wood. They were neighbors. Ronnie's currently with the Stones, has been for many years. They were neighbors. They used to draw together. They grew up together. They were in your traditional Volkswagen bus touring Germany and France and Belgium and all those wonderful, and of course, England, Scotland, and Wales. And they grew, like I said, grew up together. Not only Woody and Kim, but also Rod Stewart, George Harrison, Jeff Beck, all of the folks that were in the very beginnings of the British invasion, so to speak. So that's kind of how we got started and continued on to Sunset.
Hi, this is Ashley Gardner, and I am partnered with my mother, Paula Gardner, in our family business, The Cat and Fiddle. As a child, my parents did a lot of entertaining at our house. And of course, every year we'd go to England, we would hang out with Ronnie Wood and their kids, and to me, it was very normal. I remember one day on my way to school, and Christopher Lloyd was filming Adam's Family, and I went to high school, and I said, well, this morning I woke up and went to school and Uncle Fester was in my living room, and that was a strange experience for me. But my earliest memories, even before I was working at the Cat and Fiddle, we went to grammar school across the street. I have a twin sister and an older sister. So every day after school, we would walk across the street after school to the Cat and Fiddle, and we'd always have little tasks like cutting the specials for the hostess or helping the servers punch in orders. And fast forwarding when I could legally work at the restaurant, I was 16 years old, and my first job was a hostess. And that job, as a 16-year-old, working busy Friday, Saturday nights, because of course I was at school during the week, was very difficult because the way the business was set up, there was a patio as you walk in, And people would choose the table. They would choose as they walk in. They said, I want to sit at that table. And working with my dad, I remember telling him, Dad, you know, this person, I wanted to seat them on table 30, but they wanted to sit at 310, and I'm not sure what to do. And Dad would always help handle the situation until I could become a little more comfortable to handle it myself.
Kim's personality, he was possibly the funniest person that I ever met. And his friends were pretty funny, too. We did a lot of laughing in those days. Unfortunately, we still do laugh a lot. It's just a lot different 40 years later.
He had a toy box in the office that he would occasionally bring out. And it'd be all kinds of different tricks. Of course, he'd, you know, it'd have your typical choose a piece of gum, and it would be trick gum. Or he'd have play spiders in the box, and he'd put one on the table, and the customers would scream and think that there was a spider inside their food, and he'd come by and pop it in his mouth and be like, what spider? I don't know what you're talking about.
And of course he had another pack of gum that you could choose from that would burn your mouth to where you could barely speak. And, you know, the old shake the hand trick, where you get a little shock if you shake somebody's hand. He had these glasses on, then he put these round, circular framed glasses on, and when you looked at him, it looked like his eyes were a kaleidoscope. That was pretty shocking for a lot of people that never met him for the first time. I've seen the Cat and Fiddle go through a lot of different changes. It's called 40 years, you know, like people that were in their 30s or their 20s 40 years ago are now in their 60s and 70s. So I think that's a pretty big change. And the neighborhood that we moved to on Highland and Melrose has a lot of families. And not only kids can come here, but dogs. If you have a cat you want to bring out, a bird or whatever, so welcome. Kids are welcome. Any sort of person is welcome here. And that is the whole deal that a pub is about. So I think the changes that we have gone through have been just with the changes with what everybody else has gone through.
That was Paula Gardner and her daughter, Ashley Gardner. Their family has been running the Cat and Fiddle for 40 years. The pub and restaurant is now in its third location on Highland and Melrose. When we return, first came Bestia, then came Bevel, and now husband and wife team Ori Menashe and Genevieve Gerges have expanded their empire to include the much-anticipated Safi's in East Hollywood. Could it possibly live up to the hype? The LA Times restaurant critic weighs in when Good Food continues.